mention Hollywood, and most people think of glamour. Beautiful women with smooth, flawless skin and perfectly aligned white teeth. Men with trim, athletic bodies. But much of that look is artificial. Breast implants, Botox-treated faces, collagen-injected lips, and other surgically enhanced body parts. That's a challenge for the filmmakers and casting directors who are looking for actors with a more natural look. Many actors believe enhancing their looks with cosmetic surgery will give them an advantage when they audition for film and TV roles.
There are more actors now entering the entertainment market than any other time in America, which is a wonderful thing because actors are being really prepared as far as artists, but there are more actors entering the mainstream than there are jobs, and so it's a very, very competitive, tough market.
Tony Nation is president of Actors Connection, which helps young actors and models get noticed and get jobs. He says there's too much reliance on plastic surgery.
It's almost like sort of like social pressure. Now it's like everything's being done. And so you see women in their, you know, teens and 20s having plastic surgery. And I think it's just a really dangerous mindset.
I'm not a big advocate of plastic surgery. I'm not against it.
32-year-old Catherine Marlowe started her acting career more than 10 years ago and has appeared in a number of TV shows. She's also started a second career as a makeup artist.
I've known other actors who've had it. I had a friend who was an actress who had a little bump on her nose, and it bothered her. So she had it fixed, and her self-esteem went up 200% once that was fixed.
However, Marlowe says, the fact that cosmetic surgery has become more available and affordable doesn't mean actors have to change their unique, natural look.
I think with the plastic surgery, it's gone so crazy that if you look at certain people, they don't even look human anymore. And you need to look human. I mean, Sophia Loren had a great comment in an interview because when she first came to the United States, they wanted her to have a nose job. And she said to them, no. She says, I am Italian. I have a Roman nose. I will look stupid with this little waspy nose on my face. And yet she's considered one of the great beauties of Hollywood of all times.
While many actors think plastic surgery will improve their chances of getting a part, Marlowe suggests it could actually hurt them.
It actually distances the audience from you because you don't look like they do. I think if you go to the excessiveness of plastic surgery, people don't relate to you. They look at you as if you're phony. And also, I think, as an actor, you want to be able to play many parts. And if you have so much surgery done that you could only look a certain way, then you're limiting the parts you're going to play.
The puffy lips is the worst.
Casting director Keith Wolf doesn't like seeing actors whose skin is either too taut or swollen with filler as a result of the surgery.
If an actress is getting older and you can tell by looking at her or him that they've had plastic surgery, then that takes away what people liked about that actor in the first place. If they can get work done and walk into your casting office and you cannot tell by looking at them that they've had anything done, well, that's okay.
Nor does Wolf like it when all the young actors showing up for an audition look the same.
You don't want to fall into the cookie cutter syndrome. And if an actress, they really don't need to try to go to a plastic surgery and give a picture of a famous actor and say, I want to look like this. That's not going to help them at all, because you have to start with your natural self and grow from that. You shouldn't ever try to copy someone else, because you can never be that person.
After almost 20 years in the casting business, Wolf says he knows what it takes to become a star, and it's not all about looks.
I've had a lot of beautiful actors come into my office, and they're beautiful, but they're not prepared. They haven't learned their craft. So the first thing I would tell an actor to do is learn your craft and be ready when you get the opportunity.
Actors Connection's Tony Nation agrees. He recommends that young actors take care of themselves and grow old gracefully.
I had a voice teacher who I used to study with, and he always would say, you know, you had the face you were born with before 40, and you had the face you deserve after 40. So I always apply that to actors as far as, you know, take care of your body, take care of this instrument, because your look and your face and everything you have, that's what you're constantly selling. So it's really important that you take care of your body.
Nation says as more and more casting directors and filmmakers choose more natural-looking talent, actors and actresses will become more cautious about having plastic surgery if their goal is to survive in this highly competitive business. For writer Faisal Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.